Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
We can see the several different things that we do and what we limit ourselves with. Are you identifying ourselves with what we do, with how much you have, with who you know? Are you separate from anything? And so many people's identity, and I was one of them when I was younger, that was identifying with how much money I had or what I did. And this comes from and operates from a place of fear, competition, and lack.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
One of the things that's interesting is when we think about infinite, we expose ourselves as humans, and our capability of being human, it is impossible to understand or know the infinite. Infinite time, infinite possibility, infinite abundance. And that's because if I ask you to think as big as you can, I can always say plus one. And it blows our mind when we think about, no, I understand infinite. And then you tell me, okay, well, knowing that the only thing that limits us is the meaning of the past, which is infinite, and our self-image, which is infinite. And no matter how big you get and what meaning you give to your purpose, passion, and even the profitability in your life, no matter how big your self-image is, I can always just say plus one. And it just got bigger, expanded plus one. And so I find it very useful to understand abundance versus scarcity by understanding infinite. When we can explore the concept of abundance and focus in on how giving and receiving are one, are interconnected in this in endless loop of abundance, how there is something bigger than us, an infinite unified system of abundance, and understanding if we can shift our mindset from the scarcity that we have, the basement that we have, to a new ceiling, a new understanding, a new knowing of what we don't know, which is the infinite. And within the context of the infinite is we don't know what we don't know, which is how I derive my favorite quote in the world, which is you're either humble or you're about to be. And so if we want to understand abundance versus scarcity, what that means to you, the scarcity that people have. I've had people, you know, tell me that the scarcity of understanding that I'm not scarce, I'm rich. Well, rich is a matter of having different items or material goods, but true abundance is faith and wisdom. And so a scarcity mindset, no matter how much you have, is a limited mindset. It is not a humble mindset. It is the belief that resources are limited and you are the ultimate resource. If our source is an abundant, infinite, unified system of more than enough of everything for everyone, and you are a resource of that, then you too are unlimited. But in order to take advantage of understanding where our limits are, we need to understand the humility that exists in the limited faith that we have and the limited wisdom that we have, the ability to know or understand where we are and where we can and what we can become. And so scarcity at different levels operates from a place of fear or separation. Everything becomes a competition, a trade, a negotiation, and there is some part or parcel of lack. No matter how much you continue to expand and grow. And so I want you to think about in our lives, how can we plus one the scarce, limited resource that we are or other are to us? And within the context of that is this idea of what we identify as, because as we learn what we identify as and we realize what we're limited of, we can see the several different things that we do and what we limit ourselves with. Are you identifying ourselves with what we do, with how much you have, with who you know? Are you separate from anything? And so many people's identity, and I was one of them when I was younger, that was identifying with how much money I had or what I did. And this comes from and operates from a place of fear, competition, and lack. Now, when we start using wisdom and faith in order to expand the limitations that we put upon ourselves as a resource, we need a belief that there's something bigger than us, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to, that we all are resources of. And instead of placing our focus, our attention and intention on fear, competition, lack, negotiation, otherwise scarcity, we now can focus our attention and intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe on collaboration, coordination, opportunity, expansion, and growth. And understanding that no matter how much we expand, accelerate, and aggregate these focuses, that there is still more than enough on top of it. And just because we have more than enough doesn't mean we're limiting anyone else from having more enough of everything from everyone. And when we create the interference between this and the infinite, abundant, unified system, that we are simply using fear or scarcity to interfere or separation to interfere. And that comes from the ability to see how we react to the competition, the comparison, the lack, or the fear. And when we realize that we are spending our time accelerating, aggregating, and compounding an interference to the source, to the abundance, to the infinite, then we can start really seeing the nuance between a scarce vision and an abundant one. And scarcity itself, no matter how much you have, think about the idea, and I'm a big fan of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you haven't read it in a while, reread it. But in there are some key principles of scarcity and abundance. One is the difference between being rich and wealthy. Rich is the amount of money you have or the things that you own. Wealthy is simply the income that's derived from the assets that you have is greater than the expenses. That's an abundant mindset, because you can do what you want, when you want, with who you want in that abundant mindset. And what we want to do is look for the clues and the patterns, the common barriers between us and where we have a scarcity mindset, and reflecting on not just what we think, like in Think and Grow Rich, not just what we do, not just what we say, not just what we believe, but what we feel. And when we feel abundance, we feel comfortable and confident in four different things that are the ultimate proof of abundance. And the first is obvious. It's giving. A lot of people don't live their lives of service and of value, are afraid to give because they're afraid if they give something that they won't receive it back. Now, most of us believe the more that we give, the more we receive. And so we are of service and of value. We do want to give selflessly, offering value, whether it's time, energy, knowledge, or resources, and utilizing our giving nature. And I always say there's a doggy bone that's given in the process of giving, is that I believe that our source as a resource rewards us when we are doing things in abundance. And so when we give, we get a dose of happiness. Our system is created to give us dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins when we give. And when we offer that value of giving people more of what they like, taking away some, if not all, of what they don't like, be it time, energy, knowledge, or resources, we are given a dose of happiness. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins are released, and we become extremely happy. Now, other examples of being of service or value can be simply mentorship and providing directions to people to where they want to be or better, and also to understand straight charitable contributions of time, energy, money, and value. These are easy ways, as I suggest for people when they ask me, hey, I'm unemployed. What can I do? Mr. Meltzer, can you help me get a job? Sure. Why don't you go help someone else? Volunteer. You'll be amazed how many new options, opportunities, and touches of favor are given to you when you are giving and being of service or value of your time, energy, knowledge, or resources. And so looking at the comparative mindsets of scarcity, regardless of how rich you are, but completely aligned and indicated by wealth, is this idea of I have more to give. You can understand that the more you give, the greater the infinite loop, but you can't give what you don't have. And so we need to work within the system of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing to understand that abundance and the mindset that allows us to give more. Why is it important to give more? Because the more we give, the more we receive. But it's not automatic. If it was, then every single mom, every teacher, every first responder, every United States vet would have the most in their lives. But they don't, because it's not automatic. See, I did research on giving and whether it's religions, philosophies, theories, spirituality. What all texts really state is the more you give, the more you're given. Now, so many people live their life and they don't see all that they're given. They live in a world of not enough, where they're being punished, where they think they're victims, or they're lying to themselves like I had done, and they live in a world of just enough for them. So they live in this false facade of optimism where they tell themselves, oh, everything happens for me. Well, that's actually a scarce mentality as well, that things happen through you, not for you. And those people usually don't understand the distinction of the scarce mindset and an abundant mindset, in the respect that for me is limited for you or for me. And so we end up buying things we don't need to impress people we don't like. And we end up in a scarce mentality, regardless of how rich we are, regardless of the material goods that we have or the items that we have or don't have. And this first step is truly where so many of the most giving and kind people fall down, is they give more. And every time they give, they don't or aren't aware of all they're given. They see pain, setbacks, failures, mistakes, lessons in light as punishment instead of promotion, protection, and love. So they look at the things that happen in their lives that are unexpected, that they didn't want, didn't know, and they immediately give it a meaning of scarcity, of being punished, of creating limit in their life instead of abundance.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
In the infinite loop that exists in a unified, abundant system of thought that we have, that we do say, think, feel, and believe, aligned with where we want to be or better, in what I call a divine direction, with divine detours in the divine itself, we realize that scarcity exists not only in not giving a value, service, and emotion, but it exists in not being aware of all that we're given and giving it the meaning of faith, that we're given more than enough of everything for everyone, even though it looks like a divine detour. And I remember, as most people know, when I had lost everything, there was no way I was humanly capable of understanding or knowing how losing everything, including my mom's house, even though the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house, who was a single mom who worked two jobs, one as a second grade teacher, and then packed our dinner into a paper bag and drove around and then filled up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so we could eat. There was no way I could see this as a divine detour. All I thought about was punishment. And it was until then that I didn't realize that I did said, think, felt, and believe with faith in scarcity, not in abundance. I had faith in money. I actually told my mom when I had to tell her she was moving and I had lost everything, I told her, why am I being punished? This was not a divine detour. This was punishment. I was living in a world of not enough. And I actually said, Mom, I have no faith. I have no faith. I've done everything I can to help other people. Why am I being punished? I have lost everything, including your home. I don't believe in God. And my mom looked at me and said, son, you believe in God. You believe in the wrong God. And that's when I realized that I have been unaware, in scarcity, unaware of all that I was given. That all the health and knowledge and wisdom and community and energy, all the things that I was given, I had ignored, and I had created a separation between me and my source. I had become a diminished resource of my source, even though I was rich. And so to understand all that we're given, we have to elevate our awareness through three things. One, gratitude. So when divine detours occur in our lives, things that we don't understand or know could possibly be good, we have to use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons in it. Because I will tell you, when I lost over $100 million, it was a divine detour that saved not only my marriage, but saved my life. And that divine detour, if I did not live in gratitude, I would not have been capable of understanding or knowing the divine detour I was taking. The second thing, skill that's necessary, is forgiveness. If we don't have the ability to forgive ourselves, then we cannot give that to others either. And because we're humans and the divine detours in a divine direction, in order to allow divine time to take its course, we need to use forgiveness in order to accelerate that course, to allow the divine time, to allow us to create abundance. And this inspires others. It puts others in spirit with forgiveness. And then the confirmation of faith beyond the wisdom of shortening the distance of resistance that we create for ourselves in that divine direction, in divine time, by understanding and knowing divine detours and allowing the light, the love, and the lesson to come forward to create revelations, to reveal themselves of all that we're given, we need to be accountable. And there's three ways that we learn these lessons through accountability. One, what did I do to attract this to myself? What did I do to be responsible for it? And what am I doing to participate in the perception, an abundant perception of what others perceive as scarce or as punishment? Can you find a divine detour and see the blessing in it? And how long or how quickly can you find that blessing in it? And so instead of living in the zero sum game of giving more and receiving less, which ultimately leads us to zero, we now have a formula, the start of the infinite loop of giving more and being given more, only if we elevate our awareness, knowledge, and capability by being grateful, forgiving, and accountable. That leaves us inspired. Now, if it wasn't difficult enough in the infinite loop in order to give more and to reach out above scarcity, but also to be aware of what we're given, even when it seems as if it's punishment, utilizing gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and living in spirit, inspired in the infinite loop, if that wasn't difficult enough, most of the kindest and most generous people in the world, they don't receive. Most people feel scarce when they're receiving, not giving. Most people don't get the dose of happiness, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, because they don't receive. And if you don't live in the infinite loop, in abundance, and you're not asking every single day, when I wake up every morning, I have two asks. May God put at least 10 people in front of me I can help, and may God put at least 10 people in front of me that will help me. And in the infinite loop of the abundance, not the scarce mindset, we need to receive. We need to be able to be capable and acknowledge that we are worthy of receiving all that we're given. We need to learn to receive graciously without guilt, fear, resentment, in which the majority of the people in the world do not have a problem giving. They may have a problem being aware of, knowing, and capable of all that they're given because they see things as punishment, either to me, for me, not through me. But more importantly, they simply feel guilty, resentful, and fearful when they receive, as if they're going to owe somebody something or there's not enough of it. If we went out to dinner you and I, and somebody served 1,000 steaks to our table, would you feel bad receiving a second, third, or fourth steak? Would you feel bad about giving it away? Would you feel guilty, resentful, or fearful that there wasn't enough steak for you and I? Well, there's more than enough blank for everyone, the 7.6 billion people, more than enough for everyone. There's more than enough. If there's 8 billion people, there's 80 billion of everything. And it takes wisdom and faith in order to accommodate the confidence and comfortability in receiving. But for the sake of what? For the sake of what you give? For the sake of what are you aware of all that you're given? And for the sake of what are you receiving? This takes us out of the realm of scarcity. It puts us back into the two limitations in which we give ourselves in our lives, which is the meaning of the past and our self-image. You will never overachieve or ever, you will never overreceive your own self-image. I'm going to repeat that. You will never overachieve and you never will overreceive your own self-image. Put a thread on that. And in the context of the zero-sum game, in which most people don't give more because they're scarce, they don't and aren't aware of all that they're given because they're scarce, and they certainly don't receive because they're scarce. They're not using the wisdom that's created through forgiveness, gratitude, and accountability. They're not using the faith that they're a resource of an abundant, infinite system of thought. They're not using any of that. And the ultimate confirmation of the infinite loop where you give more, you're given more, and receive more is if you are abundant, then you will have no problem asking for more. Even when there's 1,000 steaks on our table, are you asking for another 1,000? So why? Asking is crucial to keeping the infinite loop flowing. Each of these steps are crucial to keeping the infinite loop flowing, expanding, growing, accelerating, aggregating, and compounding. And asking is the most difficult and the greatest confirmation of faith. That there's more than enough of everything for everyone. If you truly believe in an omniscient and all-powerful, all-knowing source, and you believe you're a resource, that you're protected, promoted, and loved by that source, if you truly believe it, you would have no problem, no guilt, no resentment, no fear in asking for more. And if you're not asking today, in person, on the phone, via email, media, traditional, social, if you're not asking, you're exponentially cutting and interfering your abundance. And there won't be more than enough. And you'll live in the zero-sum game like the most generous and kind people that I know that give everything that they have and ask for less. You know, if you have 100% and you give it all away and you only take back 99%, eventually you're going to get to zero. Whether you're asking for help, opportunities, resources, connections, value, whatever it is, time, emotion, value, it doesn't matter. If you're asking and you have faith that there's more than enough of it, you will acquire the wisdom in order to receive it. And it is a matter of that divine direction that you have by identifying the meaning of the divine detours in alignment with that direction and allowing for the revelations that occur within divine time to prove and confirm your faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. And no longer will you live in a zero-sum game. Because now, through this abundant mindset, you will be giving more, you'll be given more, you'll receive more, and you'll ask for more than more. And now that you've asked for more than more, you'll be able to give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. This is how people live an abundance mindset. And it's not just money. It's every type of energy it is. It's relationships and kindness and wisdom and values of any kind. All of them will expand into an abundant nature where your blessing in the morning is I have more than enough options, opportunities, and touch and favor in my life that I now have only one capability, which is called prioritization. I need to prioritize the 24 hours that I have today to utilize all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor aligned with where I want to be or better. And get out of and debunk the zero-sum mindset. creating exponentiality through the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effects of energy. The three characteristics of energy: it aggregates, accelerates, and compounds. It is the debunking of the zero mindset. Fear of giving more and receiving less is a block to abundance and interference to who you want to be or better. Reflect on how this mindset has influenced your approach in life. How many of you sit there, even when I'm speaking today, and tell me, no, you know, I hear it all the time. I'll give this infinite loop analogy, and people will tell me all the time, well, you know, I still don't like to receive. It's not good to receive. I don't know. I can't ask. It's not good. Well, for the sake of what? If you're buying or shopping or asking for the right reasons, for the right things, then for the sake of helping other people, why not? Why not live in an abundant world? Trust the process. The infinite loop creates flow and abundance in all aspects of life, whether it's business, relationship, or personal development. Trust that what you give will be returned in ways that you may not expect because you're not capable of knowing outcomes, because we have, as human beings, limitations of meaning and self-image. If you want mindset exercises, this guide, my book, to live in an abundant world and more than enough of everything for everyone, if you want to learn how, just reach out to me, david@dmeltzer.com. I will send you the guide, the exercise, my book on having more than enough of everything for everyone, teaching and giving you the wisdom and the faith to shorten the distance of resistance that you're creating in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. I promise you, living in the infinite loop is the greatest neighborhood that we can all live in. All right, let's close out the room. I got to go step on stage. Thank you, everyone. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. This is almost 25 years of free Friday training. We have over 100,000 people registered, and it looks like we have a record, at least on Facebook, of the most concurrent people we've ever had. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. We are on the road, and please join us on the road. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com, for the Infinite Loop Training, the book. I can send it, sign it, pay for shipping, and the book, or the 5 daily practices, which I'm about to go talk about. Nick of Guam, it's 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's all you. Finish us up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, David, for such a powerful training today. And of course, for everybody, both online as well as live here on Clubhouse, for, of course, joining us.